Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day, the last day of September 2022. And we are grateful to the Lord for His grace, for His goodness, for His glory in our lives, and we bless His name. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that beautiful? That's a brilliant, brilliant verse and an encouraging verse that allows us to stick closer to God, draw closer to Jesus, and to bless His name. My dear brothers and sisters, when you find yourself on the wrong road, repentance always allows you to make a U-turn and head back in the right direction. What a blessing. Now, repenting does not increase God's desire to be with you. It just increases your capacity to be with Jesus. Sometimes we think, you know, we need to repent because God is, you know, angry at us and it needs time to cool off, you see. Or we think of repenting as a way of punishing ourselves so that God will be less severe with us. That is not repentance. That's low self-esteem. And low self-esteem causes you to believe that you have so little worth that your response does not matter. But with repentance, my dear brothers and sisters, you understand that because you are worth so much to God, your response is important. And I like what Apostle Paul says, and he writes, the kindness of God leads you to repentance, right? In Romans chapter 4, chapter 2, verse 4, that's what he writes. And then he's, you know, it's very important that we understand that repentance, I always teach in the church, is a good word, is a beautiful word. It allows us as human beings, when we goof up, when we mess up, we can always draw closer to Jesus by repenting from our sin, because He is our advocate. He loves us and He desires that His children will flourish and prosper under His care. So when you love God, your greatest concern isn't that God will, you know, hurt you, but that your actions will hurt Him. You know, when David murdered Uriah after having slept with his wife, he went a year without repenting and he had to force his mind not to think about it. What a miserable way to live, isn't it? In this penitential prayer, he said, my sin is always before me, in Psalm 51:3. Then he cried, cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Create in me a pure heart, O God. Restore me the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah. If you read Psalm 51, it's a beautiful prayer of David, of repenting, of turning to the Lord and asking God to cleanse him. As a result, God forgave him and, you know, he went on becoming the greatest king of Israel. So my dear brothers and sisters, when we repent, right, from our sins, from our misdeeds, from our misgivings, it is merely, you know, isn't merely for God to benefit. It is for yours. It is for us. It is for you, because it is going to bless you abundantly. I was listening to this beautiful hymn by J. Edwin Orr. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts. I pray, see if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. So my dear brothers and sisters, today ask God to make you absolutely clean and you will be clean. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We humbly seek your face, O Father God. Your word commands us to be holy as our heavenly Father is holy. Without holiness, we cannot see the Father in heaven. Therefore, Lord, I pray, give us the grace. Today, Lord, we repent of our sins. Peradventure, we have grieved your Holy Spirit in any manner. Wash us clean, purify us, purge us, and make us holy the way you are, O Father. Lord God Almighty, I thank you today, Father. Lord, because you love your people and you desire, O Father God, that, Lord, you will be able to bless them abundantly. Bless your heritage today in abundance. That's what I pray, O God. Hallelujah. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. Be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one and bless them abundantly. Father, I pray for the ones who may be grappling with this sickness. I rebuke that sickness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed. It is the will of our Abba Father in heaven that your children will be in good health and strength. And therefore, Lord, we receive healing in our frame because of your finished work on the cross of Calvary. We bless you. We thank you. We give you the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a fantastic weekend. And don't forget to go to church and worship Yeshua. God bless you and bye for now.